Oh, along with whom? Oh, along with consumer guy who is now a home seller, active home seller. The market's it's not on the market yet, but you are doing all the right steps as a savvy, active home seller. Also, simultaneously a home buyer. So consumer guy is really active with you all and with us here on the Barry and Larry Show. This is Barry Miller. Happy to be with you today. And we are the Barry and Larry Show, real estate show for home sellers, home buyers, and consumers. Also in studio with us, as you're getting familiar with Sherry, is Sherry Cinnamon. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Very well, that is a good thing. And how about Mr. Consumer Guy? How are you?
I'm a little tired, but doing well, Barry.
No, wait, you're tired, but is it a good day to talk real estate?
Oh, of course it is.
Okay, just
I'm
checking.
Tired with all the stuff I'm doing to get my house ready for sale.
Now, that's very interesting. Of course, we don't script this opening, that's for sure. The theme today, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. You just heard from Mr. Tired. That doesn't bode well. When you're a seller and buyer, I guess you're going to be tired. Is that what you're saying?
Well, there are times that I think you will be, Barry, because there's just so many things that we need to do to get our house prepared for sale. That's what I'm spending my time on.
I'd agree that you'd be tired even when it wasn't a week like this week was for you, and it wasn't like the highest level week. But here, ladies and gentlemen, here's our theme. I'll just say it. So, Larry, you thought this week was going to be one of your slow weeks or sort of an off week, but it was quite a busy week, as it turned out. So we're going to see today from Larry, who's both a seller and a buyer, what was going on in this third week of this role where he is climbing the careful ladder as a seller, climbing the careful ladder as a buyer. So, Larry, I was about to say, before I interrupted myself, with where you were this week and what our theme is and how you thought the week was going to be sort of an off week, is it's a bit stressful and tiring even when it's an off week. And I don't know if you're going to have any off weeks that we could demonstrate that for our listeners, but why is it a tiring activity when you are either a buyer or a home seller, let alone both at the same time?
Well, being a home seller means you've got to prepare your house for sale. You've got to declutter. At the same time, you might as well clean up all the stuff that you don't want. I've been through files and shredded huge piles of material, things that I just don't need. At the same time, Barry, I'm looking at houses that are coming on the market. The very nice photographs of most of them so that I can get a good feel for it. I had repairs done on the house. I have a couple of more repairs that need to be done. I had an inspection the house. I mean, I'm just trying to give a quick flavor.
But that's not the question I asked. I didn't ask what you were doing. I said, why is it, why do you get tired even when it's an off week? Sherry, why do buyers, sellers, let's say it, human beings like Larry, why are they tired even if it's an off week?
Well, I think that because they don't do as their real estate professionals advise them and they don't keep the emotion out of it. You're prepared, Larry. I have seen everything. You've got to keep your emotion out of it. And the stress will go away. You have a guideline, and you followed it perfectly to this point.
The stress of the change is a big stress that you can't eliminate. The stress of the change when you are buying or selling, emotions are high or low. There are some emotions, but just the stress of the change that the buyer is looking forward to. However, the stress that the seller is looking forward to, and the change that the seller is looking forward to, the change itself is stressful. It's a stressful activity when you are either a buyer or a seller, in this case, both. And yet he had the activities that we are going to get into, Larry. We are going to get into those. Sherry?
Yes, I think that you can get your emotions and the stress level under control. It's always going to be there, but you have to also acknowledge that change can be a lot of fun.
Oh,
it can be exciting.
Opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And what's our mantra, Larry?
I'm not sure.
Okay, the mantra is don't sell until the benefits of selling exceed the benefits of staying. And
yeah,
you're right on, Sherry. There's the opportunity. There is the fun. And yeah, elements of it are fun. And it's not that Larry had a high stress week at all.
No.
It's just, and good, it wasn't stressful, just so, but I'm saying it's just tiring, even when it's an off week, because of all that's going on. Where? Between the ears. Between the ears and the heart. And that in itself is why buyers and sellers are so vulnerable to an industry that will take advantage of their stress, will take advantage of their emotions. And so buyers and sellers, that's why you go to seminars ahead of time to find out what the process is. That's why you go to meetings. That's why you listen to Barry and Larry's show for maybe months before you call and say, hey, we're interested in selling. Why? So that, as you were alluding to very nicely and directly, Sherry, be prepared. Get yourself prepared. Preparation minimizes the stress greatly in this. And so for the last couple of weeks, we've been talking to Larry about what he has been doing and the various steps he's taking, 7 steps on each ladder. How are the ladders going, just in a general broad way, Larry, not in the specifics yet of what you've done during the week?
I think right now I'm on the same step on both ladders, so I'm not having too many problems with that.
So good. They're holding their own. They're coming together a little bit.
Yes.
For some of our new listeners or those who have been away and missed the last week or two, let our listeners know what you mean by the ladders are doing, you and the ladders are doing okay.
Well, there are 7 steps to selling a house and 7 steps to buying a house. Those are the ladder steps that we're on. And right now I'm on probably the ladder step 1, 2, and 3
mm-hmm,
all at the same time.
Yeah. We're going to get to that right in a moment.
Yep.
But then what happens to the ladders?
Well, hopefully they come together at the exact same point so that I can close on the house I'm selling about the exact same time I'm closing on the house I'm buying.
Yeah, so the objective is that the timing and the effort come together in a way that doesn't cost you a lot of extra money, or rest assured, a lot of extra stress, that you don't become homeless, you know, for 3 weeks because you've sold your home and you can't move into the new home for 3 weeks, and yet you have to get out of your, you know, former home. All of that is balancing, and it's a balance act. And you alluded, you said it 2 weeks ago, not alluded to it, you said it. You didn't want to get a big stress strain if the ladders go apart from each other. So the objective is to bring them together at a nice point that is your point, the point you decide what's the best timing for me, Mr. Seller, Mr. Buyer, Larry Stanley.
Yep.
So share, just outline, not the details, but what some of the steps are that you took this week as a home seller. Things you did this week, Larry, as a home seller. What are some of those, not steps per se, but activities?
The big one was I had a major function. I'm not doing well here, Barry.
You had a major component inspection?
That's
Is that
the
what
word
you
I'm,
did?
Yes,
perfect,
yeah.
Perfect. I remember that.
And it went well. I got a couple of things I need to take care
just
of.
Just the details of what they are. Not the details. Just so you had a major component inspection.
I had a plumber out to my house, fixed a couple of problems. I had an electrician out. Didn't go well, but we'll find somebody.
We'll talk about that in the next segment. Okay. And then, so there's some activities you participated in as a seller. Any decluttering? Was that at all?
Yes, but it's interesting. My wife and I are so busy with our normal activities that we kind of decided that the next 2 weeks we're going to cut back on our normal activities. That's hard to do, but we're going to do it so we can spend the whole time decluttering.
So there is a stress management tip, Larry, that you just gave out. Consider giving up some of your normal week-to-week activities so you have, what, a few extra hours to participate in the activities that will happen as a seller. Now, that's a good seller. That's smart thinking. What are some of the activities you did this week as a buyer? Just some of the activities.
The main thing I did is look at houses that were on the market, look at the pictures. We got a flavor for what's on the market. And we narrowed down what we're looking for by doing that. And I think when the time comes to put the house on the market, we'll be ready.
And you communicated with your agents during the week on each of these activities?
Absolutely. That's what they're there for.
You bet. That's what they're there for. That's why you select and hire your seller agent. You select and hire your buyer agent. In this case, Larry's fortunate enough to have Barry and Sherry as his agents. Okay, we're combined as a team, and we are capable of doing the seller side and the buyer side. Sometimes it's two different agents from two different companies. You might be moving to a different city, too, okay? They could be in different cities. But it sounds like you did have a good coordinated week. That is the week that Mr. Larry Stanley, the buyer-seller, active right now, had. Let's take a break, and then let's come back and talk with Larry about how the ladder is going on the seller side, and let's see some of the details that he was involved with as a home seller this week. Okay, we are back. This is Barry Miller along with Sherry Cinnamon and capable real estate agent with RE/MAX Masters Millennium, of course, and part of the Barry and Larry real estate team. But Larry, you said something during the week and that we should start this segment off and the three of us should talk up to our listeners about an opportunity they have as listeners to become better prepared and to actually become a savvy seller or savvy buyer.
That's right, Barry. If it weren't for the boot camps, and I've attended quite a few of them, I wouldn't know what the steps are. I wouldn't know how to get prepared. There are a lot of things I'm doing now that are totally because I attended the boot camps and learn the process.
Okay, look, we're going to talk about that right now, where the next boot camp is. But what were some of the items, what's some of the substance that takes place at the boot camp? Where is it? How long is it? But some of the substance that all the attendees receive.
Well, the substance is you learn the steps for buying and selling a home, and I have to apply those steps as I go forward, which I'm doing right now, as I get prepared to put my house on the market, as I get prepared to buy a house, I'm studying the marketplace. I'm learning what's available and how quickly I have to move, and all that kind of stuff is working to my advantage by having attended boot camps.
And when is the next one? Come on, let's talk about it. Let's get our listeners to sign up for it. Let's go.
Well, the next boot camp is April 17th.
Yep.
And it's at 10:30 in the morning. It's a two-hour show. It's 100% free to attendees.
I thought you were going to say $100 to attend, and it's
no.
totally free. 100. It did. It sounded like it was going that way. I think some listeners were beginning to hear that. But why is it free, Larry? Why is it free?
Because we want to get people to attend and to learn. We're not here to make money off of the boot camps. We're here to educate
Thank
the public.
You. Thank you. Learn the process as consumers. Learn the 10-step process so you could be a savvy seller. Learn the 10-step process so you can be a savvy buyer. Sherry?
And learn the process because it's the beginning of an effective, shrewd knowledge of what you're going to be doing as a home seller and a home buyer. You will become savvy and knowledgeable, be able to put this all together, even if it's next year. Come to our boot camp on April the 17th. Please register.
Yes,
please register.
Oh, so our listeners have to register. Mm-hmm. Oh, so it isn't just a bunch of talk and lightweight words. Buyers, consumers, sellers have to take action to become savvy. The action, ladies and gentlemen, is on you. You do have to lift your fingers and dial a number or text us at 303-888-3788. Where else can they register, Larry?
Well, they could also email us
yes.
at truth@BarryandLarry.com.
We don't sell names. We don't sell phone numbers. We don't sell your information. We just take it down. We contact you. We speak with you, send you an agenda ahead of time, a map. You find out where this is being held, where in the Denver Tech Center area. Yes, a nice, convenient, beautiful facility. Everything is there for you. It's 2 hours, but you have the obligation to yourself to register. So text us. All we need is your name and email. And if you don't have an email, that's okay. Just text us. You know, if you've texted us, we already have your phone number. I've been asked, not this last week, but 2 weeks ago by a couple of people. Barry, you don't ask us for our phone number when you ask us to text in. They had forgot, you know, that, hey, automatically that's registered on our phone. So not secretively, just automatically. That's how the communications in 2021 works. But all we need is your name and phone number. We like your email because then we could send you some advanced, you know, the agenda, and just you have an idea of what's taking place in the 2 hours. But you have to register at 303-888-3788. Anything else you'd say to our listeners, Larry, as someone who right on the show today is demonstrating how it's helped you?
Well, Barry, I want people to understand that the boot camps play an important part of depressuring myself
nice.
During the closing. And this is a stressful time in our anybody's life.
Yep.
But you can reduce that stress dramatically by understanding the entire process that you're going to go through and timing it so you're prepared.
It's funny. Sherry, with her 23 years experience in this business, you said that earlier in the show, getting knowledge and finding out what the process is reduces the stress. Does it eliminate it in all cases? No, but it greatly reduces it. So, Larry, thanks for being an example of that. And thanks for bringing that up during the break and letting our listeners have the opportunity to sign up right now, or hey, wait till we take a break and then sign up and give us a call and get registered for the boot camp coming up Saturday, April 17th. Good idea. Larry, now let's come back to you, the home seller, and talk about that major component inspection and the other activities that you did this week. We have a couple minutes to do that.
Okay, the major component inspection, Didn't find a lot. I was hoping it wouldn't. But there are a couple of minor things that need to be done on my roof, and I mean minor. These are insignificant issues, but they should be fixed. There were a couple of plumbing issues which have been fixed. There are two minor electrical issues which will be fixed next week. I'm getting the house prepared so that when the buyer looks at my house, they don't have to worry about the inspection. It's done.
It's done. And yes, they may still go ahead and get one. Shame on them, but that's shame on their agent too. But that's okay. But you have done it. So what about, you said you had some people out fixing some of those little things?
That's right. I just am not good at fixing some of that stuff, so I hire people to do it. I had somebody come out to look at the electrical system who wanted a fortune to fix what are really minor problems. Very frustrating to me. I sent them on their way. I'm hiring a different electrician.
Did you call the person I suggested yet or not?
I did call the person you suggested. You mean the home inspector?
To get another electrician out there.
Okay, well, the home inspector who came out recommended someone who I was going to call.
Ah, okay. Good, because he was the good option, too.
That's right.
So, okay, all right, very good. So that's how to utilize the team members that you trust that are helping you, like a very competent home inspector. Hi, John, if you're listening, good morning. And, of course, that's very good. And then you'll have that taken care of. So no major issues that need to be of concern as a seller.
Not yet. Now, we have one test going on right now that'll end tomorrow.
Oh, what's, is that a secret test?
No.
What is it?
I wish I could remember.
It's probably the radon test.
The radon test. That's the word
That's usually the one that takes 3 weeks, 3 days.
That's
not
right.
Not 3 weeks, 3 days. Okay, good. Well, very good. That's good. So it wasn't a heavy-duty active week for you, but just some of those things came up and you handled them, sounds, rather routinely and effectively as a seller. How would you categorize your week as a seller?
It's not a lot of work. I spent too much time doing other things, and that's why my wife and I have decided that for the next 2 weeks, we're going to stop doing a lot of our social events and concentrate on getting the house ready for sale.
Good. All right. Very, very fine. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Some of you are signing up, giving us a call or a text at 303-888-3788. Really give yourselves a pat on the back for learning and wanting to become a savvy home seller, savvy home buyer. That boot camp, 2 hours of free, solid, strong information geared for you, is Saturday, April 17th, not too far away, in the morning, 10:30 until 12:30 p.m. 2 hours of strong, positive information for you. Thanks, Larry. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back with Larry and Sherry, and we're going to hear about Larry's week as a home buyer and how his progress up the home buyer's ladder took place this past week. Okay, we are back. This is the Barry and Larry Show for home sellers, home buyers, and consumers. And of course, it's a show for realtors too. Thanks for listening, you many realtors who check in now and then with me, kind of help us out and correct us and criticize us in the right way and constructively. That's what that is. We're always open to that. Thank you for listening, and thank you for being regular listeners. Now, I said I'd shout out to a couple of listeners. Rosie is one. Also to Peter. Hi there. Good morning, you all. And David and Judy, thank you very much for talking to me during the week. I told you I'd get a little shout out for you. Larry, we have some wonderful listeners. And by the way, listeners, you could keep signing on during the show. It's okay to wait, of course. We have limited seating. It's a wonderful, wonderful event coming up Saturday, April 17th, called the Home Buyer, Home Seller Boot Camp, 2 hours of strong information. But Larry, let's bring the focus right back to you as that active home buyer. Now, You're not going to look at homes yet, right? Let's put it in context with your seller decision. You made the decision to not go active on the MLS for sale, not have people come to see the home yet. Until when?
About the Thursday after Thanksgiving, or Easter, excuse me. I'm off a few months there.
Ladies and gentlemen, Larry is known as someone who likes to be prepared for his next actions. But, Larry, you have decided you're going to put it on the Thursday after Easter, right? Now, you're talking this year, right?
Yes, Barry. I don't know where that came from, but...
Sherry, we just have to check with him. And I mean, did you catch that?
I caught it. I was thinking turkey, but it's Easter.
He's not a turkey. Is that? Easter. Yeah.
Easter eggs.
Easter.
Yes.
I knew what you were saying.
All right. So the Thursday after Easter. Mm-hmm. So talk about some of your activities this week as that home buyer.
Well, the main thing we did, Barry, is look at houses that are coming on the market. We're getting prepared. We know what to look for. We've narrowed down things that we're interested in buying in a house.
Now, let's pause. Not everybody knows what houses you're looking at and why are you looking at. Where did they come from? How was that set up? Go ahead, Sherry.
Well, I can help with that. I was looking at his wants and needs, and I set up a search with RE Colorado. We drew a map together.
With Pike's Peak.
With Pike's Peak. And we drew a map, and then we dropped in some criteria of what he wanted in his home. And we talked about main floor masters, how many bedrooms, how many baths, that kind of thing. And we're at the point now where we are refining his search and determining what really is going to work for him. Isn't that what you and I talked about this week? We were refining that.
That's right. And we have to be prepared to move very, very quickly in this extremely competitive marketplace. And so this gets us ready to do that. We know what we're looking at. We know what we're looking for. And we're going to be prepared to move within hours of a house coming on the market, whether we want to look at it or not.
So, good. So you've talked and you're ready to put an offer in, even if you have not physically gone into the property.
That is correct.
That is a smart decision. Buyers, did you hear that? That is a smart decision. Last night I was talking to, hi Bonnie, if you're listening this morning, a wonderful, wonderful buyer, and we're having this discussion about the timing and what have you. And also, it was brought out, it's very smart in this market. You don't have to see the inside. Now with all the pictures that are there and you drive by it, you know the neighborhoods, you're doing that now. But also, Larry, I'm sure you're prepared. What if you see two houses in the same day? Put in an offer on each house?
Yeah, why not?
No reason why not, okay? Because you can do that. And last night, Bonnie said, really? That Barry, that is so informative. Of course, why shouldn't I do that? And her comment was like, I thought, right on. Let's see, sellers are not limited to take one offer every 24-hour period. You buyers who are working out there going through such difficult market conditions, and you're on your fifth home putting an offer in, or your eighth home, and you have a top agent, and that could still be the case because you're coming in second or third for this reason or that reason, that you couldn't come up with another $50,000 cash. You can put more than one offer in the same minute or hour if you choose to do that. But I'm glad, Larry, that you're so well prepared and that this week has been helping you so much. Thanks, Sherry.
We've done one other thing, Barry, to prepare ourselves, which is we want to get our mortgage approved through underwriting before we start making offers on the house, so that the buyer or the seller of the house will know, one, that we're serious, And two, that it looks to them like a cash transaction because we have mortgage approval. All we need is to get it appraised.
There you go. These are two, three top tips to be a savvy seller in the Front Range market in 2021. I emphasized Front Range market. How about other cities throughout the United States, Sherry or Larry? Are buyers in other cities seeing the same conditions?
They are, I think. I've been reading the news and Bloomberg.
I'm talking to agents all over the country.
I have friends all over the country I've been talking to.
And
about
what
how
are they saying?
Houses are starting. It's not as hot as Denver, but they're seeing prices and the market start to move as quickly as they did in Denver last year. I mean, everything seems to be accelerating. Do you think it's because of the interest rates?
No, it's because there's no inventory.
Well, the inventory, yes, but do you...
The inventory is reason number one, two, and three out of the top three. And let's see, Larry, let's talk about the interest rate. Did you detect what happened? How did you feel about the changes this week with the interest rate, which, yes, is mighty low?
The interest rates are edging up slightly. I'm talking an eighth of a point, eighth of a percent.
Tell us the solid basic truth. Did that bother you at all this week?
No, it doesn't. Barry, if it jumped a point or two, 1% or 2%, I might get a lot more upset. But an eighth of a point, it's not even worth talking about.
Correct. The interest rates have been low. They're no longer historically low, and buyers are still coming out of the woodwork. So interest rate is reason number two, but I call it reason number four or five out of the top five. So the top five reasons why there's so many buyers and why it's such a brisk market. Inventory number one, inventory number two, inventory lack of number three, interest rate number four and five. That's the perspective. That's not a bad spot to be in, is it, Larry, when you're prepared?
That's correct. And the key to this is being prepared, which means you got to come to the boot camp and learn the process so that you are prepared to sell your house or to buy a house or do both. Get prepared. I can't say that enough to you, to our listeners.
Where do they call to register or text or email?
You can call or text us at 303-888-3788. Or you can email us at truth@barryandlarry.com.
And the other truth in this real estate world is a lot of our listeners are thinking about becoming investors in buying rental properties. And when they buy rental properties, they have to have what? A top property manager. Oh my gosh, if only we could have a top property manager come in the studio, walk into the RE/MAX Masters Millennium, beautiful, beautiful studio known as Mount Elbert Studio. Let's take a break and see if we could go out in the streets and corral a top property manager to come in and share good information for our listeners. We'll be right back. Okay, Sherry, Larry, thanks for going out there on the streets. My gosh, you lucked out. Lucked out. Now, who's in studio with us now?
Eugene O'Brien. We dragged him in from the outside, kicking and screaming all the way.
He's not kicking and screaming about him being a master's property manager, but really he is here with us, Eugene O'Brien with RE/MAX Masters Property Management Company. He is the CEO. He is the chief property manager. Welcome, Eugene.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no. Thanks for being here. You know, the show has evolved today into that preparation is so important when you're a seller, And of course, Larry just made the comment that the boot camp helped him so much. How about our listeners who are thinking about and getting serious, and some of them taking actions to become property owners for investment properties? What preparations do you have, tips for them, and how you work with them when they're out there seeking properties?
Well, one of the best things they can do is interview multiple property managers. Different property management companies have different business models, and you want to understand how they go about their business, what services they will provide, where some potential weak spots are. And you also want to do it at the investment property that you are purchasing.
Yes.
And walk that property with the property manager and get their insight into the advantages and disadvantages of that particular investment property.
Look, here's Eugene giving the tip. Talk to more than one property manager. He is the best, ladies and gentlemen. Larry, he is the best. Would you share with our listeners right now so they could write down the best phone number to call when they're looking for a top property manager?
Yes, 720-421-2509. 720-421-2509.
For that interruption, Eugene, I'm not going to apologize. I think that's the least we could do for our listeners.
Yes.
And for you too. Eugene is who you should call. So they're out there and they're prepared and they've made the decision to become a rental owner for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
How about now? What else to
help
them?
Well, let's even back it up a little bit further.
Yeah, good.
That's once they're under contract on an investment property.
Okay.
But I like to come in before then
and
work with the real estate brokers who are helping them buy an investment property.
Thank you.
And I work as a support system to the real estate brokers where we help them understand what they can look to expect for a rental rate, vacancies, all those types of things, and put it together and to make sure that their client is buying a very successful investment property.
Oh, then I'm going to look to Sherry and say, Sherry, where should all the realtor agents that are listening when they're needing property management assistance for their buyers who are looking at investment properties, who should they call and what's his number?
His name is Eugene O'Brien, and his phone number is 720-421-2509, the top property manager that I have met this year by far. O'Brien, 720-421-2509. Call him today.
So, Eugene, that is a masterful and a wonderful, wonderful, solid, savvy tip for our listeners to make sure that your agent is working, your real estate agent, buyer agent, typically, is working with Eugene, or you say it yourself, I say it this way, someone like Eugene.
Competent professional.
Yeah, competent and professional. That is a big one. And then how about from there? Where do they go from there? Not in a summary yet, but in the bigger package, in the bigger picture.
Once they're comfortable with a property management company that's going to service their needs, then they'll want to move ahead and sign agreements that solidify and formalize that relationship. The way we prepare our property management agreements is that our clients can cancel at any time, giving 30 days notice in writing. And sometimes that is, I haven't been burned yet, but I'm sure I will one day.
Oh,
but
I hope not.
The idea behind that is we only work with our clients as long as it's working for them. We're not locking anybody into anything long-term. The proof is in the product, and you'll continue to work with us because you're having a fantastic experience.
Let's make a big issue of that, Sherry. Is that commonplace in the residential real estate industry? Easy termination outs on behalf of the property manager or real estate agents, for that matter. It's not written in any standard contracts that the consumers can unilaterally terminate, is it?
Of course not. That doesn't happen every day, and this is very unique to me. Only 30 days notice. And what I like the best is that it's teamwork.
It's teamwork at its
finest.
With
the agent and understanding that you can pull out and you're not bound by any written agreement except by 30 days.
Let's talk to a real expert who's in the room, has purchased 11 homes and sold 10 of them in his time, Mr. Consumer Guy. Larry, what do you say about that?
Well, I think it's very important. I think it's the same importance that I feel about real estate agents. They shouldn't have long, long contracts that lock you in for month after month after month when you're unhappy and dissatisfied with the service you're receiving. You should have clauses that allow you to cancel if you need to and walk away from the contract.
Eugene, it's commendable that you have that. Thanks for having that, number one. Thanks for sharing it, number two, with the best listeners, the best buyers, sellers, and investors anywhere, right here on and with and listening to the Barry and Larry Show. Any summary comments, Eugene, you'd like to make?
As always, ladies and gentlemen, remember to buy yourselves an investment, not a job. And if you'd like any assistance or advice, please give me a call, 720-421-2509.
Say it, Larry. You're showing it all over.
I like the wording. You're buying an investment, not a job. That's why you hire a property manager, so you are buying an investment and you're not buying a job.
There you go. Give Eugene a call. RE/MAX Masters Property Management Company, 720-421-2509. Now, a little bit of data. Oh, my gosh. The sold prices continue to do what, Larry? Stay solidly up and move up bit by bit. Days on the market, oh, we do weekly studies here. They altered a little bit because of the snowstorm, but let's be real. Colorado Springs has 3 to 3.5 days of inventory on properties 500,000 and below. Denver metro area has 8 days or so of inventory on properties 600,000 and below. That is a low, low, low inventory.
You know, Barry, it is interesting. A few years ago, if somebody had told you that we would be down to 3 days of inventory in Colorado Springs, you would have looked at them and said, you're completely 100% insane. Yet here we are in that situation. And it's not just along the Colorado Front Range. We're seeing it across the country.
Across the country. Not at the 3 and 4 days, not at the eight days. They're moving from 40 days to 30 days and thinking it's like something they've never seen before. Why are they thinking that? They're absolutely true. They've never experienced that before. We'd had that experience, fortunately, here 5 years ago, 5, 6 years ago. Colorado Springs, 3, 4 years ago. And ladies and gentlemen, why that's relevant to you is the boot camp has been around longer than all of those time periods mentioned, and that's where you can go to really learn how to be a savvy buyer and a savvy seller. The boot camp, you should sign up for it Saturday, April 17th. Sherry, I'm going to ask you in a minute, what's your take on this whole boot camp thing? But I want our listeners to hear it yet again. Get your reservation in so we could have a seat. It's COVID compliant so that you could have a safe seat at a place that is good and safe for you. They're your words, Sherry, how safe it is. But what is your take on the boot camp?
Well, my take on this after thinking about it for a couple of days is even if you are not thinking about home selling or home buying this year, if next year is going to be something that works for you, you can come to our boot camp on April the 17th between 10:30 and 12:30. Get the education, get the handouts for the 10 savvy steps to home selling and the 10 savvy steps to home buying. You can get all of this as well as learn how to do both things at the same time. Yes, even if next year is the plan, you could then attend yet another boot camp to remind you what you learned. You'll be prepared when the time is right for you, the consumer. So come to the boot camp on April the 17th, 10:30 to 12:30, even if you're thinking about becoming a home buyer or a home seller or both next year. Prepare that file. Go home, get it ready, start checking off everything on the handouts to include those 10 savvy steps on either side.
Have to love it, even if it's a year or two or three away, or you're bringing your children who are maybe teenagers yet. I will guarantee this should be in the schools. A half-hour summary of our 2 hours should be in the schools in the high school level. Get them aware of what could be so good for them and will be good for them when they're ready to buy, even if it's 10 years away. Come, we have open doors for you. But, of course, you have to register at 303-888-3788. It's free, etc. You could email us at truth@barryandlarry.com. Larry, what were you thinking when Sherry was saying if it's a year or two away?
I'm thinking that that helped me get prepared for the process I'm going through now, Barry. I am so glad I attended boot camps for the last few years, so I really know what's going to happen to me.
All right. I think that is good, good news, good, good show. Next week's theme, by the way, is the continuing progress of home seller Larry Stanley and also simultaneously home buyer Larry Stanley. We'll talk about the ladders and see how the next week goes, Larry, and see if it is as productive as the past 7 days have been for you, Mr. Home Seller, Mr. Home Buyer. Now, Eugene, any final comments, and share your number one more time with our listeners?
My number is 720-421-2509. I encourage anyone to give me a call, whether it's just for advice, to say hello, make contact. I'm here as a resource, whether you're a real estate agent or an investment property buyer. Please give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
Agents and consumers, you owe it to yourself and your own good standing as a professional buyer, seller, and agent to give Eugene a call. Sherry? Comments?
I'd like to see everyone come to our boot camp so that you can learn the techniques regarding the ladder approach that we keep talking about.
Very nice. Yeah. Nice. Larry?
I'm also a big fan of the boot camps. Give us a call at 303-888-3788. Text us at the same number, 303-888-3788.
Geez, thanks, guys, for giving me a couple of seconds. The median price in the Denver area is still at that $550,000 level. $410,000 for a comparable house in the Springs. Get signed up for the boot camp now. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.